I'm sadness.
After you get in the bathroom, can you give up a cigarette? I really need it.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Be the worst song in this playlist has ever had. This might be the fucking bottom.
Prejudice by Jane Austen. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. However little known the feelings or views of such a man may be on his first entering a neighborhood, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of the surrounding families that he is considered as the rightful property of some one or other of their daughters. "My dear Mr. Bennet," said his lady to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?" Mr. Bennet replied that he had not. "But it is," returned she. for Mrs. Long has just been here, and she has told me all about it. Mr. Bennet made no answer. Do you not want to know who has taken it? Cried his wife impatiently. You want to tell me, and I have no objection to hearing it. This was invitation enough. Why, my dear, you must know. Mrs. Long says that Netherfield is taken by a young man of large fortune from the north of England. That he came down on Monday in a chaise and four to see the place, and was so much delighted with it that he agreed with Mr. Morris immediately. That he is to take possession before Michaelmas, and some of his servants are to be in the house by the end of next week. What is his name? Bingley. Is he married or single? Oh, single, my dear, to be sure. A single man of large fortune, $4,000 or $5,000 a year. What a fine thing for our girls. How so? How can it affect them? My dear Mr. Bennet, replied his wife, how can you be so tiresome? You must know that I'm thinking of his marrying one of them. Is that his design in settling here? Design? Nonsense! How can you talk so? But it is very likely that he may fall in love with one of them, and therefore you must visit him as soon as he comes.
I see no occasion for that. You and the girls may go, or you may send them by themselves, which perhaps will be still better, for you are as handsome as any of them. Mr. Bingley might like you the best of the party.
Why dare you flatter me? I certainly have had my share of beauty, but I do not pretend to be anything extraordinary now. When a woman has 5 grown-up daughters, she ought to give over thinking of her own beauty.
In such cases, a woman has not often much beauty to think of.
But, my dear, you must indeed go and see Mr. Bingley when he comes into the neighbourhood.
It is more than I engage for, I assure you.
But consider your daughters. Only think what an establishment it would be for one of them. Sir William and Lady Lucas are determined to go merely on that account, for in general, you know, they visit no newcomers. Indeed, you must go, for it would be impossible for us to visit him if you do not.
You are over-scrupulous, surely. I dare say Mr. Bingley will be very glad to see you, and I will send a few lines by you to assure him of my hearty consent to his marrying whichever he chooses of the girls, though I must throw in a good word for my little Lizzie.
I desire you will do no such thing. Lizzie is not a bit better than the others, and I am sure she is not half so handsome as Jane, nor half so good-humoured as Lydia. But you are always giving her the preference.
They none of them have much to recommend them, replied he. They are all silly and ignorant like other girls, but Lizzie has something more of quickness than her sisters.
Mr. Bennet, how can you abuse your own children in such a way? You take delight in vexing me. You have no compassion on my poor nerves.
You mistake me, my dear. I have a high respect for your nerves. They are my old friends. I have heard you mention them with consideration these 20 years at least.
Oh, you do not know what I suffer.
But I hope you will get over it and live to see many young men of 4,000 a year come into the neighbourhood.
It will be no use to us if 20 such should come, since you will not visit them.
Depend upon it, my dear, that when there are 20, I will visit them all. Mr. Bennet was so odd a mixture of quick parts, sarcastic humour, reserve, and caprice, that the experience of 23 years had been insufficient to make his wife understand his character. Her mind was less difficult to develop. She was a woman of mean understanding, little information, and uncertain temper. When she was discontented, she fancied herself nervous. The business of her life was to get her daughters married. Its solace was visiting and news. Mr. Bennet was among the earliest of those who waited on Mr. Bingley. His wife and daughters had no knowledge of the visit until it was disclosed the following evening. The astonishment of the ladies was just what he'd wished, that of Mrs. Bennet perhaps surpassing the rest.
How good it was in you, my dear Mr. Bennet! What an excellent father you have, girls, said she.
The rest of the evening was spent in conjecturing how soon he would return Mr. Bennet's visit, and determining when they should ask him to dinner.
Mr. Bennet, he's a smooth operator.
Diamond.
doesn't sound very good. That sounds like a guy trying to do the voice, but not actually able to do it. He sounds like a prankster. Doesn't sound serious. A wankster, even. Banana Blitz HD. Alright.
Hearts invade me, jumps, never asking why. from within.
Okay.
Life isn't the sweetest candy. Sometimes, when I feel like the world is just too heavy, I look around and find people who continue to live fascinating and wonderful lives. And then thoughts come popping into my mind, like bubbles from nowhere.
Okay.
How did their life become so adorably sweet? How come they still can manage to laugh and play around despite a busy, stressful life? Then I pause and observe for a while, and I figured out that maybe they start to work on a place called self. So, how does one become genuinely happy? Step one is to love yourself. My theology professor once said that loving means accepting. To love oneself means to accept that you are not a perfect being, but behind the imperfections must lie a great ounce of courage to be able to discover ways on how to improve your repertoire to recover from our mistakes. Genuine happiness also pertains to contentment. When you are contented with the job you have, the way you look, with your family, your friends, the place you live in, your car, and all the things you now have, truly you know the answer to the question, how to be genuinely happy. When we discover a small start somewhere from within, that small start will eventually lead to something else, and to something else. But if you keep questioning life,
like this guy, like, fucking paying for recording time by the hour, like, he's just fucking blowing through
this. I believe that life is about finding out about right and wrong, trying and failing, winning and losing. These are things that happen as often as you
wear sunscreen.
Failure in a person's life has become as abundant and necessary as air, but this should not hinder us from becoming happy. How to be genuinely happy in spite of all these? I tell you, every time you exert effort to improve the quality of life and your being, whether it is cleaning up your room, helping a friend, taking care of your sick dog, fail on board exams and trying again, life gives you equivalent points for that. Imagine life as a big scoreboard like those which are used in the NFL. Every time you take a step forward, you make scoring points. Wouldn't it be nice to look at that board at the end of each game and think to yourself, "Phew! I got a point today. I'm glad I gave it a shot." Instead of looking at it all blank and murmur, "Geez, I didn't even hit a score today. I wish I had the guts to try out. We could have won." And then walk away. Genuine happiness isn't about driving the hottest Formula One car, nor getting the Employee of the Year award, earning the highest
finishing level
pay,
4 without setting off any alarms and getting
sometimes
40 points.
Sometimes the most sought after prizes in life don't always go to the fastest, the strongest, the bravest, or not even the best. So how do you become genuinely happy? Everyone has his own definition of happiness. Happiness, for a writer, may mean launching as much best-selling books as possible. Happiness for a basketball rookie may mean getting the Rookie of the Year award. Happiness for a beggar may mean a lot of money. Happiness for a businessman may mean success. So really now, how do we become genuinely happy? Simple. You don't have to have the best things in the world. It's about doing and making the best out of every single thing. When you find yourself smiling at your own mistake and telling yourself, "Oh, I'll do better next time," you carry with you a flame of strong willpower to persevere that may spread out like a brush fire. You possess a willingness to stand up again and try that will make you a genuinely happy person. When you learn to accept yourself and your own faults, you pass step one in the project, how to become genuinely happy. For as long as you know how to accept others, you will also be accepted. For as long as you love and know how to love, you will receive love tenfold back. Again, throw me that same question, how to become genuinely happy. I'll refer you to a friend of mine who strongly quoted, "Most of us know that laughter is the best medicine to life's aches and pain. But most of us don't know that the best kind of laughter is laughter over self. Because when you don't just become happy, you become free."
That's it. Problem solved. Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Sure. Popular culture.
this old Nintendo Entertainment System, man. Play a little game here. Mega Man 2.
That's not...
Yeah. Oh, snap. Yo, this was my joint back in the day, man. Man, on the real, man, this game right here had, like, mad good music. Like, the songs had, like, really great structure and, like, 3 and 4 different parts with bridges and stuff. Man, I wonder what it'd be like if, what if I sampled these joints and flipped it up? Made a little hip-hop soul funk to it. I don't know, I wonder what that would sound like.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Playlist for a very long time. thought she was grand. Fell in love, found out first hand. Went well for a week or two, then it all came unglued. In a trap, trip I can't grab. Never thought I'd be the one who'd slip.
Stop.
where you're like, you know, playing a video game, just listening to this on its own, it sounds real silly. Like real complicated in a way it doesn't need to be. It's like, man, alright, go off, I guess.
We don't like rock and roll. All we like to listen to is Barry Manilow.
guys, man. So the Fabulous Rougeaus at this point, they were French Canadians, and then they pretended to be from, like, they said that they were from, they moved to Kentucky or something, or, you know, wherever they went. And I forget where they were built from during this. But they'd come out in their sparkly jackets and trunks and all this stuff, holding these fucking super tiny little cocktail toothpick size, a little bit bigger than that, American flags, waving them around in front of the camera and being like, "We love America!" It was fucking hilarious.
This is the dawning of a new day. The wars are over.
Wars are over.
This is the time, the perfect time for perfect harmony.
Fucking atrocity.
tea.
When they're saying it's 42 for that white powder, I knows better.
Gotta love it.
Nigga, I knows better. Put a smile on the devil's face. Who don't wanna sell dope forever and flood the road into the prison break? Fish scale in the tooth door that I fish tail. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, design of shit that I misspell. Yeah, look at the clues, the jeans, the jewels, I'm acting a monkey. From 16 years old, I'm whipping in kitchens, fucking my junkies. Pablo, Versace way before me, ghost. My dinner plates, no silverware. All you niggas, my e-ho. Bought the kilo like a free throw. Crack houses had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now nothing's big as my ego. Push.
Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. They move that dough. They move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. They move that dough. They move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. They move that dough. They move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. They move that dough. They move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Look at yo. Me, I try to leave the best for later. A pusher kinda put me on a respirator. The old skateboard B, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. She say that she like it and she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and the weird ass clothes. That's comfy garçon and a buffalo. I know gorillas with the triggers that's on a banana. Cause in the back with the biggest missiles. These niggas is knocking over vehicles. These niggas ain't waiting just to see niggas. These niggas ain't trying to hear plea niggas. These niggas like dropping down cheese niggas. These niggas want to be in the squeeze niggas. These niggas hit the weave and the knee niggas. She nigga. If you got new hoes, you gotta let one go. Two Lambos, you gotta let one go. All these drones while y'all smoke throw. There's an eye in the sky, I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'm a step one though. Bag and no mesh sandals. All that wall, we need to let that go. That boom business, I'ma get that hoe. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. They move that dough. They move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. They move that dough. They move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. They move that dough. They move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough.
I feel like I have to hear this whole thing.
Freak. performing that's the next, so I'll bore you to death cause I adore you. And it's the summer, so you can bring your bitches, I'ma bring my niggas. You can practice like an eye, I'ma practice that guitar, baby. It's summer camp off when where the talking trees are. You and your girls can roll.
Probably be good. I mean, the name alone is already like, oh, okay, yeah, no, this is probably good.
It's time to rise up.
Yeah, time to rise up.
Yeah, it's time to rise up.
Come on, gamers.
It's time to rise up. It's time to rise up.
I'm coming for the top, bro.
It's time to rise up.
You're tuning into my show.
It's time to rise up.
Yeah, I know it's my time.
It's time to rise up, because my tide is rising. I am the one I think the people need reminding. I am a cyborg, but nothing's artificial. You're wanting to test my metal, I'm solid and that's official. Yeah,
whoa.
I'm mighty number 9 in the line, but I am one of a kind, so I'll stand the test of time. I'm a professional, bordering on obsessional. My skill set preps on point like a decimal. Recognize, though I've changed with the fashion. Nano repair pace in the place of the rations. But you can still find a box made of cardboard. Sly as a fox owl, sharp as a long sword. I'm from the snake's den, continuing tradition. Another epic edition, another completed mission. Precision like a position, I split it like a partition. It's like you into submission, don't fight it, run my ignition. It's time to rise up, I'm coming for the top, bro. It's time to rise up, you're tuning into my show.
What percentage of video game themed raps do you think the flow could be directly traced back to Mike Shinoda on? like what percent of video game raps like kind of just sound like someone listens to a bunch of Mike Shinoda raps and said, I think I can do something. Like, I mean, way worse. That's not, again, not a dig at Mike Shinoda for being influential, even if some of the people that took that influence are fucking awful. That's not his fault. My days is Jack the Ripper. Now I'm closing up the story on my haters like a zipper. And BMC is signing all the checks I'm collecting. The only thing high is the frequency of my weapon. I'm repping for Kojima even though I'm going platinum and going blade mode on my tech retina. Continuing tradition, another repping addition, another completed mission. Precision like a position, I split it like a partition. It's like you went to submission. Don't fight to work my condition. It's time to rise up. I'm coming for the top, bro. It's time to rise up. It's coming into my show. It's time to rise up. Yeah, I know it's my time. And if I'm gonna hit this prepared, it's up to die time. It's time to rise up. I'm coming for the top, bro. It's time to rise up. You're tuning into my show. It's time to rise up. Yeah, I know it's my time. Get in my way, get this prepared, it's up to die time. Here's my take on that. It fucking sucks. Okay.